So these last few days, we've been chatting about the vitally important subject of breaking free from the power of sin in our lives so that we can be all that God made us to be. The question, though, is how? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, the theory simply isn't enough. Yes, Jesus died on that cross so we could be forgiven and the power of sin over our lives would be broken. Yes, he rose again so that we could walk in newness of life. Great. But how do we actually live that out? How does that become real in our lives? How do we actually repent and live sin-free? Acts chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Repentance is a turning, and it's not until we turn that our sins are wiped out. Let's think about that process. How do you turn? Well, firstly, like the prodigal son, you need to come to your senses and admit that this life of sin ain't working. That means overcoming your pride and admitting that you're wrong. Next, you have to turn to God, praying and asking for His forgiveness, asking Him to pour out His Spirit again and again in power. But there's another critical step in this, not turning back, continuing in your repentance, partnering with God hand in hand with the Spirit to rethink your response to the triggers that lead you to sin, to establish new responses, new habits that will eventually become your pattern of behavior. God is inviting us into a powerful partnership that offers a powerful blessing. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. That's His word, fresh for you today. That's powerful, life-changing stuff. God wants to bless you in such an amazing way. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.